You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. So listen to this number, 5,629,700. That's the number of people who fled Syria and registered with the United Nations as refugees. They're seeking refuge from a brutal civil war that's killed an estimated 500,000 people since 2011. And where survivors will live is an open question. They're not as welcomed here in the U.S. as they used to be. In 2015, 31 governors opposed giving Syrian refugees safe haven in their states. This year, the U.S. is accepting fewer refugees from anywhere than any time in the last 40 years. Now, hearing about all of this from afar, it can be easy to get lost in the numbers. So how can you connect with real people who are living around the world? One way is with a shipping container, a Skype account, and a little gold paint. And it's happening right now. We'll hear where it's at in a minute, but first we'll get the backstory as told a few years ago by KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma.
Two young trombone players are performing a duet inside a shipping container in an emptied lot in Hayes Valley. The musicians, Harry Gonzalez and Brett Wyatt, are from the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra, and they address their audience through the screen in front of them.
So we just wanted to show you a little bit of how the art culture is really prevalent here in San Francisco. It's more than just tech.
An interpreter from the UN on the other end translates for the two Syrian teenage girls who are listening intently to this concert through a screen of their own, in a refugee camp over 7,000 miles away. The sun has just risen in San Francisco as the trombonists finish, as if their horn music is issuing in the day. In Jordan, it's evening, around 5 p.m. The trombone players ask what the girls' names are through the translator.
I am Aman.
Mirbat
and Aman.
If their voices sound a little muffled, well, remember, that's because we're in a shipping container. And this conversation is as unusual as its setting. Close to 80,000 Syrians live in the Za'atari refugee camp, including more than 40,000 children and teens. Amat and Mirbat, who are both 17, have lived there since 2013.
Yes, thank you for all your talents. We really admired what you played, and we admired what the talents you have.
Thank you. Hopefully it's not too loud.
They're talking to each other thanks to an international public art installation by Shared Studios called Portals. In 2014, creator Amar Bakshi came up with the idea to place gold shipping containers like this one all across the world, in Cuba and Afghanistan and Honduras and Iran and Mexico, and encourage strangers in different countries to talk to each other over Skype. He says he was inspired in part by the way we use technology, or rather, the way that we don't.
We have Facebook and Twitter, Skype, but we use it to generally speak to our own family, share with our own friends.
Sitting on a nearby bench, Bakshi tells me he hopes that these encounters are purposeless. The conversation isn't tied to any specific agendas. The motive, if any, is to get a sense of other people's daily lives. People are sent in with only one prompt.
What would make today a good day?
So far, Portals has facilitated 7,000 conversations in 7 countries. And though it's not the main goal, Bakshi believes the conversations in the portals could lead to very real outcomes, especially in a city like San Francisco.
There's a lot of excitement in all our portal locations to connect to San Francisco because it is, and it's imagined as, a place of incredible entrepreneurship, world-changing ideas, incredible financial resources, and really smart people here. Our portal locations, as people know, are similarly talented. They're not as well financially resourced, but have incredible amounts to contribute and do.
He sees the portals as a platform for a budding micro economy, or a stage for musicians and artists to demonstrate their gifts, or even an international classroom. Another group here this morning is from the nearby French International High School. They have 20 minutes and a list of questions they want to ask, filling the silences with their curiosity.
Just,
And what does a typical day look like for you?
In the morning, I wake up and go to school. Then after school, I go to Youth Empowerment Center. We read to other students, and we're also establishing a new project for a girls' committee in the camp.
At times, it's awkward. It's hard to know when to speak up.
So are you guys hoping to be able to?
No, they have a question.
Still, they share their goals and aspirations.
What would you like to do later in life?
I want to have a big role in my community, not only a housewife.
And begin to probe the ways in which their lives are drastically different.
Where do you guys, do you have a sort of home at the camp, or do you sleep? Where do you sleep?
We sleep in caravans. We have caravans and we sleep in them.
When it's over, the students say goodbye and file out into the deep blue hues of the early morning to debrief. I spoke to students Sophia Clark and Oriane Bahi.
This is quite interesting because it's a different perspective versus textbooks. Instead, we talked to some real refugees.
Yeah, we actually had a really long list of questions, but you don't know what the limit is and what will like hurt them in a way, like the type of questions. So, and there was a bit, we were kind of shy. It's kind of, I mean, it was a big group, so it was difficult to like get in your question.
After the students are done reflecting, they gather up their things and shift back into their normal routine. Outside the portal is a Burning Man art temple, a artisanal ice cream stand, and a truck that sells really expensive juice. The dissonance between this environment and that of a Syrian refugee camp feels pretty stark. Bakshi, the creator of Portals, says that uncomfortable feeling, it's a good thing.
How do people deal with the fact that they go in there for 20 minutes and see someone's life concerns are radically different than their own? Well, it's going to happen either way. That's happening whether or not you know it.
I tried to get in touch with Mervat and Ahmet later, but I couldn't get a hold of them. So I never learned what they took away from this exchange. But the conversation I heard was still pretty remarkable, if only because without a project like Portals, it probably never would have happened. In San Francisco, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.
That story originally aired in 2015. A gold-painted portal is currently stationed at Oakland International High School. You can book time to talk with people around the world. Tomorrow, it's Conversations with Gaza. Find more information at kelw.org.